Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Hey guys, we just wanted to take a quick moment to thank everybody for supporting us. We don't have Patreon per se, so the way you can help us and support us is if you like, subscribe, and leave a positive review. That would help us so much. Thank you.
Maybe tell a friend. Maybe tell a friend to listen. How about that? Throw that in. Go ahead.
Thank you.
No, go ahead. Say, tell a friend.
Oh, tell a friend.
There.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, test.
Testing.
All right, you know, here's the dip real quick.
What?
Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast, the number one podcast in this house. Bonnie McFarlane, Rich Voss. Here's the difference between a read and a plug. A read you get paid for. You get hired, hey, read for this company, that company, Manscaped.
People know what a read is.
Blue Chew, whatever. And this is a plug that I'm going to give a plug. I had electrical work done.
Do you make deals with people? Do you go, I'm going to mention you on my podcast if you give me a good deal?
No.
Give you a good deal and then you reciprocate?
Yeah, I try to be nice and go back. But Mid-State Electrical Contracting Incorporation, they came in, they fixed the light in the living room where took the sheetrock down and the molding and the light they put in. The guys came in here and knocked it out. In no time, no mess, whatever mess they made, they cleaned up. They came in and knocked it out. And it was, you know, I don't mess around with electrical work. I just don't mess around. I'll do other stuff, but when it comes to electrical work, you know, we got to hang that light in the dining room, the new light we bought. So I'm going to call Mid-State Electrical Contracting to see if they'll do it. All right, so if you want to get I'm telling you, if you need electrical work.
How long? Is this going to be the full podcast? Or?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to, so should I go? Or?
No, I just want to give their information. If you're going to.
If you're in the mid-state, the state being New Jersey.
Well, no,
somewhere
probably,
in the middle.
No, they go all over New Jersey.
They're called mid-state. Why would they call it mid-state?
Because that's
all New Jersey. They should call it all state. Oh.
then they would get sued. So mid-state.
Most state.
Yeah, let's call them. I'm gonna tell them to change their name to Most State.
But then they'll say to you, "We only service the mid state, though."
No, they go all over. Because what do you? Okay, mid state. So say the mid state ends at, let's say, Sayreville.
And
they're not gonna go a couple more blocks.
You're asleep.
Oh, stop! I'm trying to do them a favor. You're gonna make fun of them?
I felt like we were hypnotizing people. Mid-state. Concentrate on the sound of my voice. Mid-state. And your eyes are getting heavy.
I really want to. I wish you could just punch somebody in the jaw without getting in trouble.
Go ahead. Give it, Without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why would you call the police on me?
I would fuck you up, bitch. would fuck you up.
Oh, please.
Let me see how many rings you have on that hand. Yeah, see? You got a new ring because I'm not scared of you. Now, yeah. That would hurt.
Yeah.
It's like you're wearing like those brass knuckles at all times.
I'll finish with this and we'll go there.
Oh, Mid-State. Brother. Enough with Mid-State. Go ahead. Look them up. Google them. Mid-State. They're good. They did us a favor. Thank you so much, Mid-State.
And there. Done. office@midstateinc.com.
Okay, bye.
office@midstateinc.com. Give them a call. Get your
electrical. That's a terrible name for their website.
No, it isn't. Oh, and now you're trying. First of all, okay, guess what? I was going to ask him to come hang the light for us. But guess what? Now with your big mouth, I'm sure they're not going
to
do it.
Yeah, no. They say no to jobs all the time. That's how they became Mid-State. I mean, what are you fucking kidding me? If you're like, hey, can I make an appointment? They're not going to be like, well, one of our clerks was listening to your podcast, and we shan't be going over to your house anytime
soon. Oh, now they're from down
soon.
South?
I don't know.
Now they're from Mid-State?
I don't listen.
To Southern State?
Divine intervention when I do voices. It just comes through me.
Do you like the light in the living room? Yes or no?
yeah, I guess. I mean, I would have loved to have spent like, you know, $2,500 on like a really gorgeous chandelier, but.
Are you kidding me? You're the one who picked out that chandelier because it matches.
Well, it's in the price range that we have.
No, we didn't have a price range. We went in.
Would we have spent $2,500 on a chandelier?
Who in this house, in a ranch? We don't live in a castle. You don't spend $2,500 on a dining room chandelier.
No, because the thing is that you put up all those paintings with all those ornate frames. So it was kind of like we're in on the joke, and then we get this like beautiful chandelier.
Should we get another chandelier before I hire somebody?
No, put it up.
I mean, we could put that one up somewhere else.
Like where, in your bedroom?
In your bedroom, and hopefully it falls on you.
Oh, folks, we're just kidding around. All the violent talk that my husband does towards me. It's just fun stuff. So
violent talk, really?
Violent talk is just some how we kid around. It's how we show our love for one another, isn't it?
You're such a cornball. So corny. Like, was that your acting reel?
Hey. Get me to do any acting. I'll do it right now.
What do you mean? What kind?
Like, you know, anything. I have a secret that I'm about to share. You want that one?
Yeah.
Listen, I have to tell you something. This is very difficult for me. Okay, I don't know what the secret is. But that was a good build up, don't you think?
No.
Okay, give me another one.
Do you want? Okay, then I'll do it.
oh, sorry, I forgot.
You won the lottery.
Okay. There's something I have to tell you. This is very difficult for me. But I need some time alone, some space. So I'm just going to go off on my own, not spend any money or anything. It's not because I won the lottery. How's that?
That was horrific. It was fucking horrific. It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Not only would you not get a call back.
I feel like I did a good thing. I redid the first one, which was kind of a funny joke. And then on top of it, I layered on another joke, which was, I'm not telling you I won the lottery. I'm just leaving you.
I not only would not give you a call back, I would have quit as a casting director after I saw that.
Oh.
Usually you do good voices. I'll give you one more chance.
Okay. What is it this time?
You're having an affair with somebody.
Listen, I need to tell you something. This is very hard for me. I'm gonna go away for a little while. And I didn't win the lottery or nothing. There's no hot man in my car waiting for me with a huge cock. Oh. I never wanted a huge cock. That's not my thing. A huge cock, that's not my deal.
Well, then,
I mean,
then
8 inches. I'm not a child.
Then why'd you pick me?
Didn't you get my joke?
Yeah, that I don't have a... And I don't
no,
have...
No, my joke is that I need 8 inches. I'm not a child.
You did a pedophilia joke?
No, it's not a pedophilia joke. 8 inches is not a small penis.
Whatever. I'm not talking about your history. Oh, I don't need a tight vagina.
What?
This is how dumb I am. I was doing Joe List's podcast.
Okay.
And what's the what's the thing by Shakespeare, the famous saying? Hold on.
Do you ever hide your coughs in public?
Hide my what?
Hide your coughs in public.
No, why would I do that?
Because you don't want people to think you're sick with COVID.
Oh. There's a golfer, John Rahm.
Excuse me.
He had COVID like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He had a bail out of a tournament he was definitely going to win.
Uh-huh.
Then 2 weeks off, then he won the next tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And he has COVID again. How do you have COVID 2 times in a month?
I thought you got some immunity from it.
That's what I thought.
I mean, what is he fucking eating it for breakfast?
Eating what, COVID?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
I'm just calling Joe List real
Why?
Quick.
Why?
See if he'll answer.
He won't. He hates you.
I did his podcast.
He hates you. You know that, right?
No, he's a big fan.
Is he?
Hello, you reached the voicemail box of Joe List. I apologize for not answering.
Do
What's
you?
The famous thing by Shakespeare?
Oh, my God. Is that a real question?
Yeah, the famous saying. Hold on. What?
Richard.
Not to be or not
to
be.
That's going to be the dumbest thing anyone's ever said.
Famous. I'm going to write it in.
Listen, there's thousands. It's like everything in our culture comes out of the Bible or Shakespeare or the Ring Cycle. It's like...
Out of the Ring Cycle from The Wash.
Yep.
Hell is an empty. Good night. Parting is such sweet.
Oh my God!
No.
You're really not doing this. Now this is when
these violent delays. The lady dope. He has a lot of shit. This guy.
God damn. So many things that you say.
Something
you don't
is rhyming in the state of Denmark. He has that one.
Oh my God, Macbeth.
Which is the one from Macbeth?
Something's rotten in the state of Denmark.
Oh, how do you know that's from Macbeth?
I don't know.
Do you know a lot of Shakespeare?
No, I've never really read any Shakespeare. I just know it from like weird pop culture things.
To be or not to be, that's a question. This above all.
What is the thing you're trying to...
Hold on.
What does it have to do with? And I can probably come up with it.
It was a famous Shakespeare quote. The famous one. The real, the most famous. What's the most famous?
To be or not to be is the most famous.
That's him too? That's him? That's Shakespeare? This fucking guy was ahead of his time.
Oh, my God. He probably had writers.
These violent delights. No, that's not it. To die, to sleep. No, that's not it. Let not be the merit.
I need some
with mirth,
clue.
You know, the one.
Why? What happened today? Then maybe it'll come to us.
I don't know. I was doing a podcast, and he brought up the famous Shakespeare quote, but I need
and then
the
what
quote.
Happened and then what happened?
What I said after it, you're gonna go, oh man, you are fucking dumb.
Did you know it was Shakespeare?
No, I go, oh yeah, he said the quote, I mean the famous, and I go, oh yeah, from the Gettysburg Address.
And then what did he do?
He goes, no, it's Shakespeare. I go, same
thing. That's of course you would say that, like,
I go,
that's what dumb people
I
do.
I go, I'm dumb. Here's my new bit that I'm working on, and it's so true. Like, I only really know like 4 or 5 things, but I know enough about it to have a conversation where people go, oh, damn, he's pretty smart.
No, nobody, yeah. Listen, yeah. Listen.
I'm telling
you. A lot of people cannot, just know yourself. A lot of people out there are going to be like, damn, he is one funny motherfucker, okay? People, you got that. Be happy with that, because I swear to God, there's not one single person that's ever heard you speak that, even though you are smart, but there's not one single person that's like, man, this guy knows a lot of shit.
No, that's not true.
Nobody thinks that, Rich. Nobody thinks that of you.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but like...
I hate to be the one to break it to you, but I do. I can get away with it.
You, look, well, you just talk about, told us a story about how fucking stupid you are.
Yeah, but that's... I gave that away, but...
You gave what?
I was just letting... I was letting down the fourth that you wall.
Know, the things that you know are things that like everyone knows, and then you go around saying...
No, no. I'll
are
say,
those your, those, why won't you wear your new glasses? It makes no sense.
They're up in my room.
But you're, do you see how? Did you see the last podcast where your glasses were completely on tilt, which they are this one?
What do you mean on tilt?
Oh, shit. That's not my glasses.
All right.
What
so
the fuck
listen,
happened?
The fucking producer's doing that. Are you really that stupid?
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, because he's saying my glasses are. That's
no.
what he did in our last video. You go, this isn't clear, and then he took us out of focus. He was pretty smart.
No, no.
Yes. You think that's right when you say my glasses?
Tell him to come on. He's not doing it.
He just did it.
He Producer, did it. Are you doing it?
Do it again.
I am not.
See?
He is
so
too.
Dumb.
I'm not dumb. You're dumb. Yeah. You're the dumbest.
He's not doing it.
Oh, right when you say my glasses, and then it goes out
well,
of focus.
It's like it happens. Weird shit happens.
No, he didn't.
There are coincidences in life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me tell you.
That is... You're like, you're, how can you be wrong so often and still be like, people think I'm pretty smart?
They do, like...
I know you're smart, because I know you, and I've heard you say many, many, many things. But I can see how people... would miss that.
I could see, first of all, I could bring up a little bit about profiling because I read John Douglas's books. I could talk
about... What's something about profiling that other people wouldn't know?
Most serial killers have low self-esteem.
Oh my God. Wow.
Come from broken
wow.
homes.
Wow. Thank God you guys stopped into the podcast today. You're really learning.
come from broken homes.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. I thought they were all wealthy.
Some of them have sexual inadequacies.
Oh, my God.
Some of them have speech impediments.
Uh-oh. Are you just describing yourself? Excuse me. I think you are. Low self-esteem. Broken home. Speech impediment.
What about sexual inadequacy?
Well, that's where you rise to the occasion every time, babe. Look at you. Do you see yourself?
Yeah, I'm looking right at myself right now in the podcast, of course. Yeah, I do. Do you see yourself or are yes. you blind to yourself?
I see myself.
Yeah. You may just.
Who
know.
Do you think you look like? If you like, what celebrity do you think you look like?
Humphrey Bogart.
Interesting. No, but tell the truth.
Humphrey Bogart.
Act like you're talking to Patrice.
Hey.
No, come on. Don't. Just. I'm talking about like being raw and real.
Yo, man, don't I look like Humphrey Bogart B?
No.
Yo, P, do I look like Humphrey Bogart?
Come on.
You don't think I look like Humphrey Bogart if I comb my hair back? Look. Go. If I wet my hair down.
Can you take your glasses off?
Oh, everything's blurry now.
No.
I look like Humphrey Bogart.
He did that, by the way.
What?
He made it blurry, our producer.
No, my glasses came off.
Oh, he not so dumb.
Oh, really?
He's not.
Oh, really?
He
okay. Okay, Shane.
Oh, no. I don't pick the accents. They just come out of me.
Okay, let's take a picture of Humphrey. Let's find a picture of Humphrey Bogart. I wish Joe List would call me back and go over that saying.
Tragedy.
There's a song called Tragedy.
Well.
Wait, hold on. Humphrey.
We didn't know that. No one knew that.
Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here.
What are you doing?
Oh, I always forget it's the thing.
Yeah, that's good for the people listening. Bonnie just held up a phone. There you go, Bonnie. There you go. The listeners order.
There, it does kind of look like you lean your head sideways. Google Humphrey Bogart.
Who else do I look like?
No, that's good. You're fine. I just wanted to see, like, if you see you. Now, do you think Humphrey Bogart would ever wear dollar store glasses?
They didn't have dollar stores back then.
What, would he wear the cheapest glasses he could find? That's the dryer.
Oh, I thought that was time for you to shut up.
Do you want me to? I will. No. I'm out.
Who do you look like? You look like the cartoon from Roger Rabbit.
Marissa Tomei?
What? No.
Oh, why were you so angry about
you
that?
You know who you look like?
Who?
Kathleen Turner.
Okay.
She was fucking hot. I mean, you don't look like her then, but you look like Kathleen Turner. No, you don't think you look like Kathleen. Let's bring up a picture.
No.
You know who she is?
Yes, but I can't think of what she looks like, really. I only saw her, like, in the
she was in,
later years.
No, she was in those movies.
Oh, okay. Is this the part where people think you're smart? Will you say stuff like that?
Kathleen. How do you spell Kathleen?
All this. Every time you say something, people are like,
"Oh, well, this is her now."
The guy is brilliant. You got to admit. Look at
no.
Look at no, you're such a dick. No.
She was beautiful.
Exactly.
She was in Romancing the Stone and all those movies with Michael Douglas.
People get.
I know. Look how she was beautiful. Look at her. Are you kidding me? Look how beautiful she is.
Romancing the Stone.
Romancing the Stone.
We should redo this picture.
She's beautiful. Okay. Of course people get old.
Okay.
Okay, you look like Kathleen Turner.
Okay, thank you.
Or her sister, Stomach.
Stomach Turner? Oh.
Whoa, look at that. Play on words. What Ooh. Comic am I?
See, people go, you gotta admit he's funny. Not too smart, but very funny. Like, how do you spell Kathleen?
Well, there's
Listen,
many
people
different
hear
ways.
Me. They know how smart I am.
Yeah, you can spell Kathleen, KathLeen or LYNE. There's so many ways to spell it. So I was not, it was not dumb. All right, you're dumb.
Okay, thank you.
You got to show me how to do that cat thing.
Okay, so I'm leaving today for Austin. What's that?
Clapping.
For what?
You're leaving. I'm sorry.
I'm gone for 12 weeks.
Hey, can you leave a recording of you telling me what's wrong with me?
Yes.
10 things and I can play
I'll
it.
I'll call you every night. Don't worry. I'll FaceTime you. I'll be like, look, here's what you need to work on. If I didn't, like, this is you with a constant someone working on you. This is, like, can you imagine if you didn't have that?
I show them my new ring.
Oh, my God. Look at it's so horrific.
I love it.
More new rings. Well, he got the bracelet, which we showed, that I guess too many people made fun of it.
Only a couple. That you and that girl comic, Tara.
I don't know who that is, but
she's nice. I like her.
Anyway, who knew that you would take it back and get something even worse?
It's not worse.
That is what happened. Yeah, that's horrific. This is so terrible, Rich. It's so bad.
It's not. I was on stage last night. I go, any questions? And some lady goes, do you like diamonds? I go, you're a real profiler. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I still
God.
Have another ring, but I won't wear
oh
six.
Oh, my God. The six weird thing is it actually makes your fingers look shorter.
Ooh.
That's not a mean thing. I'm just saying they're so big. It's like.
Just something I threw together. That's all.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I got to get. Because I'm going to go to take Raina with me the rest of the week down at the Brigada. And we're going to go to the beach one day, go down to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get something that waterproofs like your wallet if you keep it in your pocket. You go in the water. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Why are you going to take your wallet in the water?
I'm not going to leave it out in the beach.
Everybody does it, though. It's just a thing. That
Matter of fact,
do.
I won't even bring my wallet. I'll just bring
it's
my...
It's just like going through security where you give everything you own...
No.
And it goes, and then you have to stand in line. You don't even get shoes or a jacket, and you're just standing there. It's like so weird. What a weird feeling to be like, I no longer have it. It's like going to jail. They've taken everything from me.
You know what? I'll
For
just
that
bring,
5 minutes that you're waiting to go through, you're like,
You know,
this is how it feels to be raped and robbed. Maybe not raped.
I'll just bring my wallet. Not my wallet. I'll bring my license, my credit card.
It's nice talking to you.
My room key.
It's lovely.
And just some money. And put it in a Ziploc bag. But the phone, if you go in the water.
You can put it in a Ziploc.
And my sunglasses. I got to get one of those things you put. I dove in the water once. I took my kids to the beach like a dummy. I had my sunglasses on. I dove in the water. Next thing you know, I lost my sunglasses. I wasn't thinking. So I got to get, you know how you put behind your sunglasses?
Mm-hmm.
They have them. Where do you think I would go?
Who do they have? Who has them? They have them? Who's
do you think
they?
Five Below has it?
Yes.
Five Below has everything, right?
I mean, a drugstore has them.
Oh.
CVS has them.
Oh. I'm going to Five Below.
Okay.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
They have. I got to get a chair for Raina to sit on the beach and... You know,
by the way, everyone, you can't get this on other podcasts. This
what?
Is a My Wife Hates Me exclusive.
What's that?
What Rich does, needs before he goes to the beach.
Yeah, so a couple things.
Is this like if you're talking to your friends, is this the kind of thing you guys talk about? Like they listen to you talk about this shit? I'd hang up on someone.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. When
your
friend calls?
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Don't you have anything to bring to the table except sarcasm?
I try to bring shit to the table. I talked about standing in line at the airport. Because
no one
from
does
you.
That. No one does that one.
What?
Everybody talks about airport going through security.
That you don't have anything.
First of all,
you don't even have shoes.
Yes, you do have shoes if you're fucking TSA approved. Or you're clear.
No, clears have to take their shoes
off. No, you don't take your shoes off. No, you don't. And quit going like...
I just went like that one time. Relax.
No, because you don't take your shoes off. But go ahead. Next thing.
Your phone, your wallet.
Yeah.
Even the change out of your fucking pockets you got to take out.
I don't take off my Rolex.
Right into the mic. Come on. Right. Oh, there you go. Isn't that nice?
I don't take off my Rolex.
We lose 7 listeners every single time because of... Well, what? If you're going to chew that hard, just move away from the mic, Rich. Are you that silly? Sometimes I say silly instead of stupid so it doesn't come across.
I'm
going to
read this big book.
Oh. Well, stop doing visual jokes. It's not a book. It's a box.
Why would you put my glasses and my other...
I don't know because it was us cleaning up.
I knew I was looking for my that little book, and put other glasses in there. And 75 cents. I knew I had 75 cents.
Oh my God! You keep track of your change?
No. Oh, I was only kidding about that. Aye. All right, let's do some stuff. Let's get started.
Okay. What do you want to go over?
Well, here's the deal. I'm working next week. I'm supposed to work at a club. They have two clubs or two rooms, upstairs, downstairs. I've never been there.
Ooh.
And there's three different headliners. Listen to me. There's three headliners on their website. And I keep calling them. They go, oh, it's just a mistake. You're there.
So boring.
I go, send me a deposit. If they don't send me a deposit, next week you will hear about this comedy club. I will talk about them. I've been booked there, then rebooked because of, well, I moved it before COVID once, then moved it because of COVID once or twice, and now I'm supposed to be there. I'm on their website along with two other comics, three headliners in two rooms. I call the guy. He keeps saying, it's taken care of. I'm supposed to do a major radio station in that market, which I do all the time. So, either I'll be there next week or I won't be. And if I will plug it. And if I won't, then we'll discuss why I'm not there. That's all. And I don't think it's the guy that books it. I think he just has to do what he's told. I think the owners, if it's, some of these clubs, whatever, they all, whatever. You know what I'm saying. We'll see what happens.
Nobody knows what you're saying, and it's so boring, and I think you brought it up last time.
I never brought it up.
Oh, well, you brought it up to me before, and it's like...
Yeah, well, know the difference between a conversation upstairs and a podcast downstairs.
Okay.
There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Why don't we hang that picture behind us? Oh, and I went to the stand to get those pictures, and Chris never brought them. So next time. I got a lot of responsibilities, a lot of stuff to take care of.
Oh, brother.
I got to bring the dog to my sister's house. We bought this. Tell them about your cat story that you found out from your friend.
What?
About your friend leaves the cat in the house for 5 days. So you said I could leave the cat for 3 days, and we bought this meal dispenser.
Well, our neighbor still has to come over and check it out. Don't you think?
I haven't asked him. Are you going to ask him?
I'm leaving.
I'm not just giving.
I'm
not just giving neighbors keys to our house.
All right. Listen,
Are you looking at Twitter?
You asked me to look up the guy's name. Did you not?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be in the email?
No, it's not. It's on my Instagram.
The pictures were on your
DM.
On the download.
I'm gonna fucking yeah.
There's no need to get so angry when you're
Josh Stebbins.
Do you have a picture on here that you could show that he drew? Or wait till we get the real ones?
Yes, thank you.
There's no need to get... You're the one who seems a little uptight about traveling.
Okay, no, because you're like...
Are you flying first class?
Yes.
Are you
it's
gonna
not
get,
a real first class to
Why
Austin.
Don't you put your food order in before you go? Because then they'll give you what you want.
I try. They don't do any food things yet because of COVID, supposedly.
They don't give food in first
they
class.
They do give food, but you're not allowed to have like special orders like you
That's
used to
bullshit.
Be able to.
Enough. Quit using COVID as an excuse to save fucking money, you motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. They're just, because of COVID. Because of COVID, we're not giving you dessert. Look at out of focus.
It's the producer doing it.
No, that's not. That's
anytime true. We say... Dessert.
Go ahead, your hands work better. Now we're...
I don't know why. I don't care.
No, we can't be out of focus.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm just spending the whole time doing that.
Oh. I don't know. What the fuck? We paid for this thing.
I don't know why. There's enough light. It's not that.
It's the camera, not the computer.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do, the camera.
Oh. Well, folks, Bonnie's trying to get us in focus. That's why you don't hear anything. Now she's doing she's doing jellyfish with her fingers.
I don't know what to do.
Starfish. I don't know. We're only going to do like 10 more minutes at the most. This is a short podcast because there's so I have to go to Five Below. I have to pick up Raina from the
we have a bank. We have to go to the bank at 3
what time?
3 p.m.
Why so late? Can we just go earlier?
I made an appointment.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, I guess I'll work out before that and then go to Five Below. I'm tired. I want to take a little nap. What else? Get us in focus. Focus.
Somehow my name got taken off our joint account.
Mm. It was a...
wonder who did that. So now I cannot take money out of our joint account.
That makes no sense. Because we had 2 credit cards for that account. There, we're starting to come back. We're starting to come back to focus. You wonder why we don't get any reads.
I know. We spend the whole podcast being like, we're out of focus. But I don't get it.
I know. I don't get why we don't have any fucking reeds. We're very, very...
readable.
And we have a nice cult following. We're a cult podcast.
We have cool... We do have good fans. Like...
Yeah, our
they
fans.
Listen, they're cool, they, you know, they get us. I mean, sometimes they're like, eh, this is boring, but...
Yeah, of
but
course.
Whatever, everybody's...
You know, people...
If you like it, that's probably why you're listening, because you like it. So thank you, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Rich does check his emails while we're doing the podcast.
No.
That's okay, that's what we do, that's how we do it, you know? And everything we do... When we're just being us, that's fine, right?
Mm, this is really out of focus.
Okay, let's go. All right, thanks,
no,
everybody.
Wait, it's only 36 minutes.
It doesn't
minutes.
Matter. I'm not doing it with it out of focus. It's crazy.
Do four more minutes. This goes on Sirius Radio.
Oh, that's the part I fucking hate. When you remind me of that, it just fucking makes my stomach go in knots.
Stomach turn? It makes your stomach
yeah,
turn?
Yeah, turner. I'm a stomach turner now. No, because it's like...
All right, I don't want
to... It's not meant
discuss.
For that. It's meant to be privately listened to.
No, this builds up our fan...
By fans.
Oh, I got a text.
It doesn't Ooh. Build our fan base.
Oh, he goes, try holding up an object to change the focus. He could talk. You can talk in our podcast.
I don't know. He thinks that we're so...
Popular.
Perfect.
One time, I think the mug worked, but it might have been...
There.
Yeah.
You couldn't have told us that 15 fucking minutes ago?
I know. We're waving our fucking hands.
I know. What the fuck are these producers? What the fuck? Isn't that the job of the producer?
He's like, let them yes. fuck around for a while. Yeah. I know how. He's like, I know how to fix it, but I don't know if I should let them know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a producer. I guess it's a tough job. I did produce a movie.
Stop it.
What?
I mean.
Oh, be nice?
No, I just mean like you're like, I guess it's a tough job. I mean, I produced a movie.
Well, that's different than doing an audio podcast with video, right?
Are you insane?
Oh, is that your response to me all the time? Are you insane? No.
I don't know how, because I don't want to be mean to you all the time. Honestly.
Well, then be mean to the producer.
Why?
He's the one who told us not. He waited.
Oh,
10
big
minutes.
Deal.
Oh, what are you in joking. Love with a producer?
Yes, he's. That's who I won the lottery and I'm going off with now.
You don't even know where he lives.
I will find out.
Are you going to pick him up? I thought he was
he's
in the
car.
Car.
He's waiting for me in the car.
Oh. Oh. Well, I'm going to let him slide on this one. Is there anything funny so far? You can talk now, TLB. What's TLB stand for? Do you know?
It's the laugh button.
Oh, that's our company.
I got a couple clips that I can
let's make. Discuss what clip
no me, just no. Come on, why would you discuss clips on a show we're actually doing right now?
So I can agree or disagree.
This is so how crazy you are. You're like, we need to do four more minutes. It could be the worst 4 minutes ever in the world. We could lose listeners by doing it. That's fine. But I say we do four more minutes. Like, it makes no sense. Like, if you're going to do 4 minutes, put some fucking oomph behind it.
Okay,
let's
first
go.
Of all.
Do it. Not like, I'm going to first yell at the producer because I know we're on Sirius and that no. gets us a lot more listeners. Like, oh yeah, that's right. People love it when you yell at a producer.
I wasn't yelling at him.
That's not fucking hacky at all. Okay.
First of all,
is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we want to be like every other radio show?
I wasn't yelling at him, and I wasn't even thinking about radio, and I wasn't yelling at him. I would never yell and raise my voice at him.
Oh my God, you were like, be mean to the producer.
I wasn't yelling, no.
You said to me, be mean to the producer.
Instead of being mean to me, if you're going to pick somebody.
Okay, listen. What? You said, stop picking your nails, stop chewing into the mic, turn your head. You want to get some reads? Be good. Let's go. Let's see it. How good can you be? Let's do it.
First of all.
Come on. Let's go.
Hey, listen.
You want to do four more minutes? Let's hear it. What's this four fucking great minutes you want to do? Waste people's time with. Let's go.
About what?
We're on Sirius, man. You could get some new listeners right now. Let's hear it. What do you got?
I got some good gigs coming up.
Nope.
Oh, fuck. I play. Listen to me.
We yep. are. That's the only thing that they can do right now because it's coming through their fucking car and they obviously don't know where the off fucking button is.
I played, I was in Atlantic City, working in Atlantic City, and I played the Atlantic City Country Club. This fucking golf course was so cool. It's so old. There's so much history there. I mean, all the pros were there, Jack Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus.
When you were there?
No, in the past.
Oh, I'm okay.
This club has so much history.
Yes, it has a lot of history. So I'm just wondering, like, you're going to do this thing about the golf course, and you're not going to have one single interesting tidbit or story about it. But
yes, I am right
okay,
now.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear it. Let's close this fucking podcast off with a bang. Let's go.
So in the locker room, it's all old wooden lockers.
Ooh.
From back in the day. This is old school.
Like 40s?
I don't know, but old.
Okay.
Early 1900s.
No, come on.
Yeah. And then up, the word birdie, a birdie is when you shoot one under par.
Yep.
The word birdie came from that country club. I don't know how, but that's where it was invented.
Oh.
The word birdie.
But how come you don't know the...
I didn't do research on that. But
somebody said to you the birdie was invented here and you just moved on?
Yeah.
Your love of learning is infectious.
And then there was an old switchboard in there, you know, where they put the...
Yeah.
The wires in.
Yeah.
That was in the dressing room.
Okay.
It was the locker room, not the dressing room.
There's a switchboard in the locker room.
An old switchboard. There was so much old memorabilia.
No. Was it a new switchboard? Was it a new switchboard?
No,
be honest.
It was an old switchboard.
Oh, like they all are? Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Take a sip. Go ahead. Knock out some coffee. It was the course was fucking so cool. I played like shit yesterday.
And?
It was a nice time. I had a good time. And what?
What's the story?
Oh, there was an old switchboard. And the pictures hanging on the wall.
No. These are lists of things. This is a description. But what's the... And?
And it was
someone
somebody,
said something or did something funny?
And there was some old pictures of like Palmer there and Nicklaus and Sam Snead. And
Right. Oh. Did somebody say something funny about one of the pictures?
And it was so amazing just to be in a place
right. That
had so much history in it.
And then you had the realization that...
What?
I'm trying to get the story. What's the...
I'm just explaining to them and telling them how cool it was.
It's not them anymore. It's him or her. We're down to one.
How cool it was to be in a place with such history and memorabilia.
Okay, so
throughout
there's
place.
No interesting story?
Like what?
I don't know. You were there all day.
Oh, what's interesting?
I don't know. I leave the house for 2 minutes. I come back with 15 stories. Like, you have nothing? Nobody said anything to you? There was no irony going on at some point? No. Oh, it's funny because the word birdie was invented there, and I got three of them.
I got one birdie yesterday. I had a birdie yesterday.
Okay, there you go. You could have wrapped that in somehow. But
the word birdie was invented. Let's see why it was invented.
Okay.
I'll read and then
I'm going to go.
No.
But no, you
can
do it.
No.
I got a lot of things to do. I got to finish packing.
Look how pretty Kathleen Turner is.
All right.
Don't you agree?
Yep.
And you look like her.
Thank you.
Word, birdie, let's see, invented?
Mm-hmm.
At?
Coined, I don't know.
The word birdie invented that. Let's see if it comes up. The term birdie originated in the United States in 1889. H.B. Martin's 50 Years of American
Golf.
Maybe
I better read it. You're getting marble mouth over there.
Oh, really? Marble mouth?
H.B. Martin's 50 Years of American Golf contains an account of a foursome match played at the Atlantic City
Country Club.
Country Club.
That's where I was yesterday.
That's... One of the players, Ab Smith, relates, "My ball came to rest within 6 inches of the club." Wait, we got
a hole.
Oh, where is it? Oh my God! Okay. My ball came to rest within 6 inches of the cup. I said, That was a bird of a shot. I suggest that when one of us plays a hole in one under par, he receives double compensation. The other two agreed, and we began right away, just as soon as the next one came, to call it a birdie. In 19th century American slang, bird referred to anyone or anything excellent or wonderful.
Yep. And when was that again?
You're quite a bird coming up with that.
And when was that?
1859?
I don't remember. Hold on.
1889.
1899.
Oh, shit. 1899.
You're wrong twice.
Sorry.
You just read it.
I know.
So isn't that a pretty interesting story?
Thank you. Wonderful.
The word birdie came out of Atlantic City Country Club where I played yesterday. Probably
a good story would have some kind of birdie or bird reference. Or
probably in 1899, I probably wasn't even allowed to play there.
Because of the Jew thing?
Probably. Maybe.
Or the tattoos. Or the backwards hat. Or the dollar store glasses.
Who knows, but I'm going to Five Below.
Or the inadequate education.
Yeah. Well, listen, have a safe trip to Austin.
Peace out.
All right.
Thank
We're
you.
Wait, no.
Oh. I'm at Soul Joe's on August 14th, so everybody has to go to that. Please. Yes. I appreciate it. Ari Findling is there with me. He's very, very funny. He's on TikTok. Go check him out. And he's a funny guy. So
all right.
Me and Ari Findling at Soul Joel's Comedy Club.
I'll probably go with you.
I don't know where it is.
I'll probably go with you.
Okay, I'll put you up.
I'm there this week. I'm there this Sunday. Myself, Karen Feehan, Ian Fidance, Ken Krantz. What's Mad Dog's real name? I always screw it up.
James Mattern.
Special guest also. That's this Sunday, August 1st. Next weekend I'll be somewhere maybe, and then we'll discuss it if I'm there. Are you going to be? How are we going to do a podcast next week if you're in Austin?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Can we do this on Zoom? Well, let's ask the producer. If she's in another location and I'm here, how do we do it on Zoom?
We could pre-record. If you'd like.
No, she's leaving today.
I'm leaving now.
Oh, you're leaving today? Oh. We could... You can hop on Zoom. I could be able to do that. Honestly, cool. I can also talk to my boss about it, and we can figure something out.
You're not the boss?
Whoa.
I have a boss, believe it or not.
All right.
Well, I don't like that.
I don't like that, too. We thought you were the boss.
All right. Thanks so
much.
Do
you know who's the boss? You know who's the boss?
Bobby.
Tony Danza. Oh. All right. Yes. RichVoss.com. We are done. Thank you. Thank you, TLB. Thank you, Nick. Nick, our producer. Colette, is that how you say your last name?
Yeah, you got it.
There you go. Nick Colette, if you need any producing, he's the man. Just don't go out of focus. Peace out.
Hi, My Wife Hates Me is hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane and produced by Nick Collette. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com. It's really true. La, 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 somewhere deep down,
she loves him too. Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.